Well, good evening and welcome everyone to our weekly Gnostic Lab for practical application. And today, we're going to be focusing our efforts into meditation, but specifically meditation in the temple of the heart. Now, as we speak of the different faculties of the heart, the one thing that we have to keep in mind is that phrase from Master Samaelong Veor when he says in his conference, The Opening of the Interior Mind, where he says, imagination, inspiration, and intuition are the three mandatory paths required to reach the initiation. Imagination, inspiration, and intuition. Now, these three key elements, they are all faculties, virtues, abilities, powers of the heart. And for us to awaken these faculties, well, we certainly need to be living a revolution of the consciousness, because we need to put into effect the merits of the heart. We need to live a life of kindness. We need to live a life of compassion, of service, and sacrifice to others. And as we do that, these faculties slowly but surely, with the elimination of our psychological aggregates and with the work with our Divine Mother, well, these faculties start manifesting. Now, imagination, inspiration, and intuition. What is the difference between one and the other? Well, for starters, imagination is the same thing as clairvoyance. We are more or less clairvoyant, just as we are more or less imaginative. Now, the thing is that there are two different kinds of imagination. There is subjective imagination, and that is the one that leads us into seeing the ultra of nature. When we awaken the faculty of objective imagination, our chakra ajna, which is the one located between the eyebrows, it starts allowing us to see those things that escape the eyes of the flesh. Now, imagination is a faculty of cognition, okay? And we know that it is a faculty of cognition, and it allows us to see things and to comprehend things without the need to be thinking about them. And this is a beautiful thing. So imagination allows us to see, but that is imagination. For us to develop the faculty of imagination, as you would recall from many of our pre-chamber lectures, we have different other exercises that we can put into effect. We have the mantra Isis, where we chant Is, Is, and we repeat that syllable Is for 10, 15, 30 minutes, perhaps an hour. And the vibration of the letter I in Spanish E allows the chakras of the head to vibrate harmoniously. And within that harmony, then we can start enjoying of sparks of this objective imagination. We also have the mantra, the letter I in Spanish E. E. And as we chant this, again, it brings a harmonious vibration to those chakras of the head, the chakra Sahasrara, which is the chakra of the pineal gland, and then the chakra of the pituitary gland, and it allows them to vibrate in such a way that we can start enjoying these superior faculties. And then the mantra R, that sounds like a very high pitch engine. As we chant these mantras, they slowly grant us the ability to be able to see the ultra of nature. There are other practices like the visualization of the birth and death of a rose. That visualization allows us to reach a state of manteya, where you can actually, even with the faculty of imagination, you can even perceive the aroma of the rose itself. And then there is also a practice that is done with a glass of water and a mirror inside that glass of water. And this exercise allows you to start seeing, getting glimpses on the manifestation of the colors of the astral light. So we have all of these, and these all, again, allow us to develop the faculty of imagination. So with the imagination, we can see. But seeing by itself is not enough. We also need of another faculty of the heart, which is the faculty of inspiration. This is the one that gives us the deep significance of all things. It is through inspiration that you can look at a book, and you can see the reasons. You can feel those motives. You can experience the causes, the circumstances behind that book. You can see a picture. And as you are contemplating that loved one in the picture, you can see their circumstances. You can see their motives. You can even feel what the person is feeling. Same thing will happen as you receive an email from someone. This is what you get from this faculty of inspiration. It gives you the deep significance of all things. And of course, the faculty of inspiration is connected to our interior mind. So we have imagination, we have inspiration, and then we have the faculty of intuition. So with imagination, we can see. With inspiration, we can grasp the significance of that thing. And then through intuition, we can experience the spiritual reality of the thing itself. So we can experience our divine monad. We can experience our supreme igneous particle. We can penetrate within the realm of the creative Elohim, which are the seven powerful cosmic creators. Those seven archangels, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Michael, Samael, Zachariel, Orifiel. We can experience the angels, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, the archangels, the temples of the Kumaras. Intuition is a faculty that resides within the realm of mathematics. And as we develop imagination, which is the ability to see, as we develop inspiration, which is how to extract the significance of things, and as we develop intuition, we can grasp the spiritual reality. But again, all of these are faculties of the heart. And for us to start developing those faculties, we should start meditating in the temple of the heart. We have to meditate within the heart itself. So what do? As a devotee, we need to learn to concentrate in our own heart. But when we're concentrating, what should we strive to see? Well, friends, Master Samael says, you, aspirant, who is striving to become a student of Gnosis, you must imagine that there is lightning. You must imagine that there is thunder. You must imagine that there is a sky full of clouds. And that these clouds, that they are being pushed around by the winds of hurricanes. This is what he says. He says, as you imagine, and you are meditating in your heart, and you are using your objective imagination to see those, that thunder, that lightning, those clouds that are being displaced by those hurricane winds, he says, you should make an effort to visualize and see many eagles flying within that infinite space. You need to see those eagles flying. You need to see those clouds being moved by those hurricane winds. You need to see the lightning. You need to see and hear and experience that thunder. And you need to imagine all of this environment as if you were deep within a profound, dense forest of nature. So imagine this. Imagine this very dense, deep forest of nature that is also full of sunlight, where you can hear the chanting and the whistling of birds, where you can hear the sound of the crickets. And as you are hearing this, as you are seeing this, as you are experiencing this, Samael says, allow yourself to fall asleep. Allow yourself to fall asleep. Friends, this means that when we're doing this practice, it is in our best interest to have close by our dream journal. Because as we fall asleep, at the moment that we open our eyes, we need to make a sincere effort to not move. That way we don't shake that astral body and we do not lose all of these memories. The moment we open our eyes, before we move, we do a retrospective exercise so that we can remember everything that we heard, everything that we saw, everything that we experienced while we were having that oneric experience. We need to write it down. Then, of course, we need to apply what we have learned on those four basic laws: the law of number, the law of opposites, the law of philosophical analogies, the law of correspondences, so that we can interpret the meaning of that specific oneric experience, the meaning of that dream. So what do? Samael says, allow yourself to fall asleep while you're having this visualization. And as you're doing this, as you are allowing yourself to fall asleep, he says, imagine that in that forest, that there is a golden throne and that there is a beautiful woman sitting in that golden throne, a throne of gold, because her name, she is the goddess Kakini. So in this visualization, see yourself deep in a dense forest, a forest that is full of the rays of the sun, where you can hear the singing, the whistling, the chanting of the birds, where you can hear the sound of the crickets. That is, when you look up, you can see lightning, you can experience the thunder, you can see all of these clouds being displaced by hurricane winds. And see that there is a throne of gold, and that the goddess Kakini is sitting in that throne. Samael says, allow yourself to fall asleep meditating in this. Imagine all of this. And he says, practice for an hour a day. He says, you practice 2 or 3 hours, even better. He says, you can practice sitting down while you're comfortable in your lazy boy. You can practice sitting down on a chair, or you can lay back on the floor and assume the coarse posture. You can assume the five-pointed star. Align your head towards the north so that you can allow the subtle currents of earth just to flow through your body. Samael says, allow yourself to combine sleep with meditation. And most of all, he says, be patient. Because when you're patient, it is patience what allows you to develop these marvelous faculties of the cardia, of the chakra of the heart. Samael says, those people who are impatient, those who want everything right now, those who do not know how to wait, those who do not know how to persevere, Samael says, it's better that those people don't even... that they don't even practice because they're no good. Samael says, these powers, they are only granted to those who persevere, because nothing is given for free. Friends, this is what Master Samael teaches in his book, The Perfect Matrimony. So let's go ahead and let's put this practice into effect. What we will do is that we will fade away at the end of this practice, and we will allow you just to continue in your sleep. So if you don't have it with you right now, give yourself a moment and go get your Gnostic journal. Make sure that you have a pencil or a pen close by. Very well. Now that you have your Gnostic journal, let's align ourselves with our head pointing towards the north. Those of you who are going to be resting on your back, whether it is on the floor, on the carpet, or in your bed, let's align ourselves with the true north. And let's extend our body. We can leave our hands resting comfortably on the side. Let's go ahead and close our eyes. Those of you to choose, you can open your legs and you can spread your arms left and right in the posture of a five-pointed star. Those of you who are sitting, it is a good idea for you to sit facing the east, awaiting that part of the hemisphere through which the sun rises. So closing our eyes, let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Say, Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of your powerful protection, we ask of your guidance, we ask you to lead us through this exercise. We ask of you, Father, that you take outside of us that part of our being that is known as the maiden of our memories. Take outside of us, Father, our maiden of memories, so that we do not lose the memories of all the experiences that we may get through this exercise. We ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the glory of Christ. And we take a deep breath in. 1, 2. Now let's go ahead and relax our body. And let's focus on feeling the beating of our heart. Let's concentrate our pulse on the tip of our nose. And without any effort, we don't do anything. But we remain observant. And we allow our pulse to manifest in the tip of our nose. As we feel that pulse, we shift it willingly onto our right hand, and we project the pulse, that beating of our heart, in our right hand.
we experience this pulse. But we do it without identifying with it, so that we do not fascinate. And that helps us avoid us falling into the sleep of our consciousness. We now take that pulse and we project it all the way at the very distal end of our right foot. And we willfully project our pulse into our right foot. As we project this pulse, we can feel our body relaxing. As we feel the beating of our heart in our right foot, we can see that there are no tensions. We can feel how the body comfortably sinks onto the bed or onto the carpet. And we willfully take the pulse from our right foot. And we willfully project it onto our left foot. We continue to breathe without making any significant effort. And we enjoy this relaxation that spreads throughout our physical body. And as we do this, without identifying or fascinating with it, we willfully take that pulse from our left foot and we project it onto our left hand. And now we can take that pulse from our left hand and bring it back to the tip of our nose. And in this heightened state of relaxation, let's use our creative imagination. Let's use our objective imagination to see ourselves in a very dense, deep forest. Let's allow ourselves to see the trees, their branches and their leaves. Allow yourself to experience the moisture and the freshness of the air. Use your creative imagination to hear the music of the crickets. The chirping, the singing of the birds. And enjoy the beauty and the highlights that are produced by the golden rays of the sun. As you look up, use your objective imagination to see the clouds in the sky. And to see that those clouds are being displaced by very powerful winds. And yet these are winds that do not affect you. See the lightning and experience the thunder. And observe the eagles flying. Because the eagle is always a symbol of the Christ. As we imagine all of this, use your creative imagination to see that there is a golden throne there in the forest. Allow yourself to see a beautiful temple and the golden throne. And the beautiful goddess Kakini sitting in that temple, resting in that throne. And we contemplate the beauty of the goddess Kakini. And we contemplate the beauty of nature. And with infinite serenity, we contemplate the skies and we see the flying and the dance of the eagles. And we see the lightning. And we experience the thunder. And we also enjoy beautiful rays of the sun. The singing of birds. The song of the crickets. And we observe the beautiful goddess Kakini in contemplation. And we are grateful for this opportunity. Allow yourself to continue with the exercise. And may all beings be happy.